might be a question more suited for the GM, but with all your defensemen getting close to being healthy and back in the lineup, Mark Flood has played very well. Do you think you would consider waiving him to get him back to St. John's? Like, he might not clear.
Yeah, I don't know what we would do there. I haven't really crossed that bridge yet, you know. But it's a legitimate question because myself, I'd be somewhat fearful of losing him. You know, we've invested a year and a half in him in whether development or whatever, and he's certainly done his part. And he's proven, at least in my eyes, he's proven that he looks like a player at this level, you know. And is he a seventh defenseman or an eighth? Or, you know, he's proven that he can play every day, and he's done that. So I'm not sure where all that goes. You know, I don't get too involved in all the other areas of the rules, but
at some point in time, you want the guys that are playing the best to be in your lineup, though, right? Like, there's
right.
Arguably, he's been better than some of the other guys.
Yeah, he's been good. Yeah, he's been real good. But it's a delicate balance. There's some other factors there. Sometimes you can't, you know. My fear is that you don't want to lose people that are good people and good players, you know, and that would be the thing that you wouldn't, you know, I would be fearful of, but that's my own opinion, you know. So there's a lot more attached than just what seems to be out there.
Do you have an update on your other injured defenseman?
Enstrom's not ready, but might be by the weekend. Jones doesn't look like he's going to be a player. Who's left? I don't know. That's it, I think.
Antropov's good to go?
Antropov's, you mentioned defenseman.
Sorry, but, I was going
to
the next one.
Right, okay. Antropov will be a game time thing, so we're not sure yet. It'll be a game time decision. Might need another day, we're not sure yet. We'll see how he is.
Anything new with Remistro?
No, he won't be in the game.
Vera
looks like he's a player in the game.
How different is this Capitals team with the 100 behind the bench?
Well, they've changed their systems a little bit. So they were playing a 1-3-1. You know, although it wasn't a rigid 1-3-1, that's where they were playing with Bruce, and now they're playing a 1-2-2. So it's a little bit different from that standpoint. You know. There's some changes, you know. I haven't seen them enough to tell you that this is exactly what they're getting and not getting, but I'm watching tape and I can see some things. But they're, you know, they're playing fairly basic. I don't think Dale's going to come in and reinvent the game and try and make things confusing. Usually you try to make things as simple as you can, some subtle changes maybe, and that's it. What he's probably doing more of is trying to get his players to play their A game more. I think that's what you try to do, is make sure the guys understand what it is you want, and then he looks for effort. And if you don't get it, you don't play. And that's usually what you do. Nothing's free.
With this game, you guys can move potentially into eighth place. Do you follow the standings much? Do you encourage your players to follow the standings?
I don't follow them overly crazy, but you know. I did happen to look this morning that we're 1 point below the line, so you know that's a good thing. We've been battling for that position for some time. We were fighting to try to get over 500, you know. So these are some of the goals that we've kind of set in place. We'd like to get ourselves in above that line and continue to play consistent. We're at home. We've been going good at home. One of our next challenges is going to be to get our road record better than what it is. We spoke about that earlier in the year. If you're going to have a 96-point season, if that seems to be the target, then you're going to have a 500 road record pretty much all the time. And that's what you want anyway. You got to be good on the road and at home. And we've proven to be good on, you know, at home. And on the road, we were playing a lot of our road games early on when we were trying to figure out what we were and how we were. And, you know, that wasn't our best hockey then. We were doing a lot of things all over the map. So our road record kind of exemplifies, you know, the start of the season and how we played. So I think when we get back to getting back on the road with regularity, I hope that we're able to continue winning some games, because I think we're playing the right way right now and we're doing some things well. We're getting a lot of good games from a lot of people, and that bodes well, especially if you're going to go on the road, which is going to be a while away, but we'll be ready.
Is this a bit of a bizarre season for you personally, the fact that not only so many injuries, but when the guy does get back, he was down and he comes back, like Ainsley or Jones, and no injuries are part of this?
Yeah, yeah, no, not really. You know, like, I don't... I've learned a long time ago that you're better to coach with what you have and don't deal with what you don't have or what you wish you had or whatever. We don't deal with it. We don't talk about it. You just move forward. We've got enough. You've always got enough to win. And I've said that before. There's always a way to win games. You just got to find the way. I don't care who's in the roster, who's on, in the lineup. No, it hasn't been bizarre. I've had injuries before. I've had a lot of them before. Just the way the game is, it's just live with it. Otherwise, you find yourself being complaining and being frustrated, and that transcends into your team, and that's not good, and it's not healthy. So, it's the way it is.
Let's move on. What stage is your group at?
Right now, we are in the stage of what's called norming. It's the normal existence. It's when everything settles down, and it happened about... I would say it started to happen around the 4th of December. And we played a game. We won a game at home. I can't remember. It was a low-scoring game. I can't remember. I'd have to look at the schedule. But we played a really solid game. And if I remember, because I had a speaking engagement to do in town, and I was driving to the rink thinking, this is interesting. We're going through a pretty good stage right now. And the test for me was how well we would play after the good game we played. I was watching that next game. And we were good again. And that told me a lot of things. And so for me right now, we're in just a normal part of the existence here. Things have settled in. We've settled down. And that's where I sense we're at.
I know that it's not a comparable thing.
Last year we didn't, and normally it, and I've said this before, normally it happens the 18-20 games, somewhere near, maybe a little bit more. Last year was a long time coming. I had never been through a season like last year ever. That was an odd year, and we never really got it. Took us 38 games. It was a long time, way longer than I'd ever experienced. And you know what, though, we went through all kinds of things last year. I don't want to dig that up too much, but last year, I remember we played the Hamilton series at the end of the season, and we played them 3 or 4 times to get into second or potentially first place, and we were all over the map, and it was really disappointing for me because I didn't know how we would respond and if we'd ever get what we needed to get to do well in the playoffs, and we got it in the playoffs. We started to get it, and one of the reasons was a couple of factors, but Rick Rippon was one of the key elements to getting our will, and he played with such spirit and will that it was infectious, and that's what helped us last year. And so that leveled off. We were way better in the playoffs. We were like the team I saw. Or thought we could be. But right now we're playing our game. We're playing our game like the team that I thought we could be now. We're playing pretty solid. And we have to keep it going, you know. So.
Well, can you talk about the importance of this next 5-game stretch leading up to Christmas here at home and building up the momentum that your team has at the MTS Center?
Well, it's important for a number of factors. You know, you develop consistency in your game. The other thing is if you're going to make a push for the playoffs or to get above the line, this would be a good time to do that. We've had a good home record here. But, you know, people are going to start coming in here getting ready to play and getting ready to knock us off our perch, so that'll be a bigger challenge for us. The importance of it is clear. It puts us above the line if we continue to win, and it maybe keeps us above that line, you know. So, but, you know, we're gaining confidence, we're playing well, but, you know, as you're playing well and gaining confidence, your target becomes bigger. People are coming in and they're going to be wanting to fire off on you here, and who's going to get energized from the crowd, you know, us or them. So far it's been us and we've been pretty good. We've been able to do some things, so it puts us in a good situation, but there's a lot of hockey to be played. It's early. There's a lot of hockey to be played, and we got more road games coming too, so we're going to have to deal with that element.
Expecting Mietlin back this tomorrow?
Yeah, he gets in today, sometime today, and he's had a long travel day. He's got two young kids he's traveling with, so I hope that, yeah, I would think that he would be able to practice tomorrow. He's got to do physicals and stuff like that, you know, probably tonight at the game, and then get ingrained in practicing. My understanding is he's practiced a few times, he's been home for a few weeks, he's practiced a few times, probably with an old team or something like that, or been on the ice, but I think his timing's off a little bit. So, you know, like anybody, we want to give him an opportunity to succeed, and, you know, because people are wanting to be making quick judgments right away, and he might not be at his best, so we'll make sure we try to help him out.
CBCSports.ca has selected the return of the NHL to Winnipeg as the sports story of the year. What are your thoughts?
The hockey story or the sports story?
Sports story.
Yeah. Well, it'd be hard to argue, I mean, with the enthusiasm that's here, you know, and the amount of passion that kind of resonates in this building, it'd be pretty hard to argue with that right now, you know. It's a really good story. It's a good story, but the other thing for me is that you just hope that it continues to last after the first year. Like, is it the bottled up energy of 15 years being idle and not being in the National League? What is driving it? You know, is it the team? Is it the players? Is it the way we play? Or is it, I don't know what really drives it, but it is a good story, and it. I think it's great. I think it's awesome. I'm just lucky to be part of it. I just feel blessed to be able to be part of it. I think our players feel the same thing. Great energy. I've never, and it's not like I've been in the National League forever, but I was 3 years in Columbus, and not many buildings have this type of energy. It's something to see. It's something to see. And they are passionate about not only being in the game, but the way they watch the game and the way they're involved in the game. It's like they want to be on the bench with you. There's like 15,000 of them want to be down there. They're like, they want to be part of the game. Like, that's what's really interesting. I find that to be, it's great. Great energy. That's just awesome.
Well, have you heard around the league, and also visiting journalists have written about the atmosphere that is Winnipeg, but have you heard around the league from other teams or other coaches, your reputation and the Winnipeg Jets' reputation of playing tough here at home is growing?
Well, I've heard a little bit, yeah. It's not like I'm checking to see how the meter's doing out there, but no, I've checked because I've talked to some, I haven't checked, I've called on some different matters to friends of mine that are coaching the league, and that's one of the first things they say, you know, a couple things, you got it going pretty good up there, and it seems like a fun, energized building, so I think it's pretty obvious that people are aware of it, you know, so it's good, great.
Is there a flip side? You mentioned teams coming in here now are going to be a little bit more prepared for this, a little bit more feeding off it as well.
Yeah, I think that's the way it works, but that's good. I think that's healthy. That's healthy. They're going to be coming in with a target and trying to take the first thing that you'll say, which is what I would say, we got to take the crowd out of it. That's the first thing they got to do. So the first goal of the game is going to be important. You know, that's what I'm sure a lot of coaches would be doing. That's okay. That's the way it goes. Our job is to feed off it. Theirs is to not allow that to happen. So that's good. That raises our level. We'll be ready to go. Make us better.
When you talk about the crowd in general, when you hear that, what do you hear from fans individually when you meet them on the top? I don't know how you get to meet them or talk to them one-on-one. What do you hear from them?
You know what? They're just appreciative. People are appreciative of effort. And I've said that before here, even in the beginning. I think that fans know enough here that they just want to appreciate you working. They just want you to work, you know, and play with responsibility and play the game the right way, I think is what, you know. Fans have been great. The ones that I've talked to have been very, very cordial and been real good, you know. But we've been winning, you know. I might not go out if we start losing some games. You know.
All right, guys.
Thanks, guys.